It's time to adjust that set and turn that dial to WDWNT-TV, our new channel where some of your favorite programming from the WDW News Today YouTube channel is heading. If you want to continue to see Boxed In on Fridays, Park Center on Sundays, and as well our Thursday night comedy variety show WDW News Tonight, you'll have to catch them at their new home, WDWNT-TV. It's easy to subscribe. Just put in the URL, WDWNT.TV. Hit subscribe and make sure you get those notifications. Again, this is the only way you'll be able to continue to see these great shows as they are moving away from the WDW News Today channel permanently. We hope to see you over there at our new home, WDWNT-TV. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming. This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. And here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for June 27th, 2022. The Magic Kingdom has introduced its newest addition to the Disney Adventure Friends Cavalcade. It's Mirabelle from the fantastical and magical family Madrigal and as well the popular film Encanto. Mirabelle is wearing her embroidered blouse and blue tiered skirt. She's on top on the top level of the second float in the cavalcade. She takes the place of Clarabelle Cow, who is no longer in the cavalcade. That makes me sad. But additionally, Pocahontas and Mulan joined Mirabelle on the second float, taking the place of Judy Hopps and Nick Wilde. The Zootopia stars, though, do not worry, are still in the parade. You can watch the updated cavalcade right here on our YouTube channel. At Dreamfinder Guy on Twitter shared images of public copyright filings from Disney that reveal that Epcot 40th anniversary merchandise is coming later this year. Disney filed this in 2021 so that it would be ready by this year. The filings for Epcot 40th branding and a style guide. It also reveals themes for the upcoming Food and Wine Festival merchandise, including Chef Mickey and Minnie, Chef Figment, Tiana, and Chef Remy. Of course, Epcot Center opened on October 1st, 1982, so we can expect to see 40th anniversary merchandise released on or before that date this year. Until then, we'll keep you posted. We're still hoping that Disney will be doing something for Epcot's 40th, even though it's in the midst of the Walt Disney World 50th. And if they're not, we are, in fact, having an event October 1st and 2nd called Celebration 40 that we'll be sharing more details on in the coming weeks. A massive inflatable Baymax can now be seen at the entrance of Disney's Hollywood Studios, spreading the news of the new Baymax series coming to Disney Plus on June 29th. The enormous Baymax inflatable is roughly 50 feet tall. He'll be at Hollywood Studios until July 16th. A woman was arrested for slapping her husband at Animal Kingdom earlier this month. The reason they were fighting, the husband said, was the stress from their Walt Disney World vacation caused on their marriage. Asia Curry, 31, of Westchester, Illinois, was charged with domestic violence, according to Orange Circuit Court records. The couple had been married 6 years and have two children together. Quote, both stated there was never any previous incident of domestic violence, the sheriff's report said. Just after 5 p.m. on June 3rd, the couple got into a fight in the parking lot in front of an Orange County Sheriff's deputy. The family had spent the day at the theme park, and the husband told authorities, quote, they began to argue verbally about marital issues related to the stress of their vacation to Disney World. Curry put the children in the car and then proceeded to curse and scream at him. Her husband walked away from Asia in an attempt to end the argument. Asia continued to follow him, spitting at him as he walked away in the direction of my patrol car, said the deputy. While walking up to the patrol car, Asia then slapped him with an open hand in the back of the head, at which point the parties were separated and spoke with Orange County deputies. Curry said she slapped her husband, quote, because he deserved it. It's wild. The husband wasn't injured and didn't want to press charges against his wife, but Curry was still arrested and taken to jail. Disney trespassed her from all Walt Disney World property. Curry did not respond to a request for comment to tell her side of the story and didn't have a lawyer listed in court records, but her arraignment is scheduled for August 17th. Of course, for many, Disney World is a magical place. The escapism, the thrill rides, the characters, the food, the warm Florida sun, but people also stand for hours on their feet. It's sometimes very hot and crowded. People spend thousands of dollars. This is what we've been saying to you for a while now. Post-pandemic, there does certainly seem to be this uptick in violence, and there are certainly more police reports of these kind of things coming in now than there were before the pandemic. Of course, Lightning Lane, Genie Plus, all these things probably only contributing to it. That and people were locked up for, you know, a year or two. So This is the first case where we specifically have the real reason for the fight being directly correlated with the stress of a Disney World vacation. And I think you're going to see that excuse given a lot more as these reports continue to come in, because that's been our theory for a while. And certainly, I don't think it applies to all of them, but I think it applies to a lot of them. News Today is brought to you by the Sunshine Flyer, the new 1920s rail-themed transportation from Orlando International Airport to the Walt Disney World Resort Hotels. Start your vacation experience as soon as you step off the plane with motor coaches that create the atmosphere of old-fashioned passenger cars. And no two vehicle designs are the same. Just in time for summer, kids ride free. If you book your trip now through July 31st, you can enjoy free tickets for kids and reduced pricing for adults. Tickets do not need to be used during that same time frame. To reserve, visit sunshineflyer.com. The Spirit of Aloha Dinner Show building has officially been completely demolished to make way for the new Disney Vacation Club wing at the Polynesian Village Resort. Our last update saw the final layer of the old dinner show in place just a few days ago, but now it is a thing of the past. Of course, pieces of the former building are all over the place, but they'll be cleared up pretty soon. The new Drury Plaza Hotel Orlando in the Disney Springs area is nearing completion and is now accepting reservations for their October 27th opening and beyond. Drury Plaza also has announced they will not charge a resort fee. This fee is usually $25 plus tax per night at many resorts. Complimentary amenities will include a hot breakfast, dinnertime snacks, and beverages at the 5:30 p.m. kickback. There's also Wi-Fi and shuttle service to all four Walt Disney World theme parks in Disney Springs. And guests staying at Drury Plaza Hotel will be able to take advantage of early access to the theme parks. There will even be a Starbucks coffee and Pizza Hut Express on site, as well as two restaurants. Disney Vacation Club members will be chilling like a villain at Disney's Contemporary Resort's new Top of the World Lounge when it reopens July 11th with a little something extra. In our last update, we gave you the untold story of this covert hideout, and now it's time to reveal even more dastardly details. The villain settled into the lounge while it was closed and left behind new decor, including portraits and accessories from iconic evildoers and a deliciously evil new menu. The new menu will have a churn-aboard... This is amazing. A churn-aboard charcuterie board, the unfortunate soul's shrimp, the lair-made hummus, and who's afraid of pork belly sliders? Those little pigs had it coming. Along with several poisonous cocktails, the other side, the underworld, and mirror, mirror, moonshine. Dine on these seedy snacks as you watch Disney Enchantment at the Magic Kingdom from the rooftop of the Contemporary and its Bay Lake Tower. The lounge has aptly been renamed Top of the World Lounge, a villain's lair. For more information on the hours and eligibility, you can visit DisneyVacationClub.com. The Main Street Electrical Parade Dooney and Burke collection, including a limited edition Magic Band, is now available at Walt Disney World. It can be found at Uptown Jewelers at the Magic Kingdom. Of course, includes a Magic Band, three bags, and a wallet. There's also a new youth tee, a hoodie, and of course, a button-down, as you call it, Tom Corliss-style shirt, all celebrating the 50th anniversary of the classic parade that has returned to Disneyland and not here in Florida. You can check out all of that on our website. A new spirit jersey inspired by the Haunted Mansion is now available at Walt Disney World. We found it at Bayview Gifts, or BVG, in the Contemporary. It's $74.99. Jersey is tie-dye with shades of blue, black, and purple, and the designs glow in the dark. The extremely expensive trip to the Disney parks around the world in a private jet completely sold out in pre-sale several days ahead of its public sale date. Pre-sales for the trip opened on June 20th for previous Adventures by Disney guests who had traveled on three or more adventures, on June 22nd for all ABD guests, and then on June 24th for all Golden Oak residents. Sales were scheduled to open to the public on June 28th. However, it is completely sold out. All 75 spots are gone for this trip, again, for $110,000 to every Disney park on Earth and several real-world landmarks as well. So for those of you who thought it was overpriced, there you have it. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, be sure to hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today, and have a great big beautiful tomorrow.
Ink and Paint celebrates the voices of women talking about what it means to be a Disney fan. Co-hosts Ashley Jasmer and Jill Diffendahl will join a panel of female Disney fans to discuss topics ranging from Disney princesses as role models, to raising Disney kids, to park-going preferences. Join us for lively discussion, stories, and debate about living your best Disney lifestyle.